This is the Tuesday, June 15th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We've got a wide variety of action here with just one NBA playoff game on the slate, but we'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes, so stay tuned.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian alongside Tyler Fulgham. And a very intriguing situation tonight in the postseason, given that Kevin Durant will be flying solo without his fellow Big Three members and what we have seen the last two games. Tyler, any initial instinct on the side or total here?
Definitely instinct on the total. I think it's a little bit too high. Last check last night, it was 218.5. Still, I just think that's way too much. It's actually bumped up a bit to 219.5 right now. The first game of the series, Doug, featured 222 combined points. Since that time, games 2 through 4 have featured a combined 194 points. Obviously, losing superior scorers like James Harden and Kyrie Irving hurts a total. And then I think you look at the way Milwaukee has gotten back into the series. They said, you know what, we're down 0-2, F it. Let's just get physical with Kevin Durant. Let's get physical with this Brooklyn Nets team and put the onus on the referees to call fouls, which they didn't do in Milwaukee. So Milwaukee mucked it up, got physical with Giannis, with P.J. Tucker, with Drew Holiday. They have big, strong, capable defenders, and they tried to assert their physicality, and it's worked. So I see no reason why Mike Budenholzer and the Bucks should change that scheme as this series returns to Brooklyn. Make the referees call fouls, and if they do, then you can adjust. If not, you have an advantage there with your strength compared to the roster of the Brooklyn Nets. So I think 219.5 is a little bit too high. I'm going to go under as far as the total is concerned.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm riding with the Bucks here, and I wouldn't lay more than 4. I see some 4.5, but it's come back. But I'm going to say this. It is going to be nowhere like the second half that we saw in game 4 because two things. One, you mentioned the physicality that Milwaukee has been getting away with lately against Kevin Durant. I do not think that's going to fly. I mean, they've been working the system, working the refs, and not in a sleazy way. It's just that KD needs to get star treatment. He was getting pushed around, and there were a lot of stuff that it just depends on the refereeing crew. So law of averages, you're going to get a crew that's not going to let that fly. Also, when a team has a game plan and loses a player mid-game, it's very different than the next game when they can plan for it. We've talked about it, or at least I have, with sort of the Simmons and Embiid situation when those guys were out. Like the game against the Wizards where Embiid left and did not return, the Wizards won that game. The next game, the Sixers blew them out. They were just ready. They were fine. Now, this is not a disparity in talent like that, but I just think the Nets will be ready, and they're going to have a lot of focus, and it's not going to be the same as second half. So I think the Bucks get there. But I think it's going to be really tough, and it's going to be a grind, and it's going to be a sweat. I wouldn't be shocked that the Nets win at all. I think KD could have one of those huge games. I'm just not sure he's built like Harden is in terms of the one guy of the big three and then surround himself with I just think Harden's got a different sort of approach, and he's more of a ball handler, obviously, and sets up all the teammates. So it could be just KD going off, and then you know they can't stop him, and Milwaukee just doesn't hit shots like they did in the last game. Maybe it's more like the games 1 and 2 shooting. But in general, I just think be very careful thinking we're going to see an obvious duplication of the second half of game 4. Any props that interest you?
Yeah, obviously, you know, Kevin Durant is going to soak up a ton of usage. So 35.5 points. If I bet that, I'm only betting the over. I'm not going to bet the under. I think we can also look at maybe some soft numbers for his rebounds and assists because I do think he's going to be out there 40 plus minutes and everything is going to go through KD. So I'm expecting a massive stat line. It's either over for everything or just pass on KD if you're not comfortable with those numbers. However, the other players, someone else has to do something besides KD. He won't be the only Brooklyn Net out there on the floor. So if Harden and Kyrie are out, then Mike James maybe gets a start at point guard. And then you look at who's the second best scorer on the team. If those other two are out, it's Joe Harris. So for Mike James, I'd play over 8.5 rebounds and assists at +105. I think that's a great price and a really soft number if James gets the start and plays 28 to 32 minutes. And Joe Harris, 14.5 points is his point prop. I think that's too low. He should be trying to score at least 20 points to supplement Kevin Durant, and he'll have the opportunity to, take those shots from deep. If you like the three-point prop, I think it's 3.5. You can go over that as well. But Harris should be the second leading scorer, or the scorer who has the second most opportunity in terms of field goal attempts. So over 14.5 points for Harris, over 8.5 rebounds and assists for Mike James are a couple of props that I really like playing off of Kevin Durant being the solo act, so to speak, for the Nets.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Kevin Durant's going to have a million shots and should have a million free throws. He's just – I mean, guys, he's 7 feet tall, and he's one of the most gifted scorers in NBA history, if not the most. He just has a talent skill set that I've just never seen before. And
right. You
can bet -167 that he's going to be the top scorer. That was a DraftKings last night. I saw that as a prop. So if you can get that, I kind of like that. Although it's getting a little juicy at $167. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Durant over 35.5 points. It's just kind of like, I understand the tax. I understand how he could go under potentially, but I see more ways he goes over. So it just is what it is.
Agree
on that front. Any baseball catch your eye?
Yeah, there's a few, but of course we have a White Sox offense against a lefty in Tampa Bay. So, and Dallas Keuchel's on the bump for the Chicago White Sox. He's been very, very good, especially in the first five innings. His first five record this year is 9-2-2. So he's got an 82% hit rate when his team, his offense is backing him up, and he's pitched well for the first five. So I'll take the White Sox first five against Tampa Bay. Their lefty on the bump is McClanahan, who's pretty good, Shane McClanahan. But again, this is just a trend I'm going to keep riding with the Chicago White Sox all year long, especially since their starter, Dallas Keuchel, has been so good himself in the first five innings for whatever reason. So you got a couple of things. Keuchel, first five record, White Sox against the lefty. So I'll take the White Sox on the money line for the first five innings. And I think you get +125 on that if they win the first five innings by just a single run.
Okay. I'm going to go to the Brewers here. Now, I know the Reds have been mashing of late, but, it's just game-to-game situation. And this is against Luis Castillo. Now, Castillo's metrics are not as bad as his ERA would suggest, but still not that great of a pitcher. I'm going to back Brett Anderson here. I trust the Brewers at home. It's an attractive price. So that's where I'm headed with that. I also like the Astros run line. This could be just a beat down, and I'll just fade Kyle Gibson with a Texas team that I don't think is very good. So you got Houston home. Now look, it's the classic team at home, run line, all that stuff. But I'm still going to play that as well. Anything else for you from the diamond?
Yeah, there's one more. The Mets and the Cubs, first five under 4.5 runs. We know the Mets have an offense that struggles. The Cubs have been hot. Taiwan Walker's on the bump for the Mets, and we know how good he has been. The Cubs have been really, really hot as of late, but coming off that sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals at Wrigley, kind of a letdown spot traveling to New York. They lost the first game of the series on Monday. I think they have another tough matchup here with Taiwan Walker. And again, the Mets are just a team where I like to bet the unders because they have good pitching and their offense it can be a little shaky. So first five under 4.5 runs at even money for the Mets and the Cubs is another one I really like them in diamond.
And one final thing is I like the Tigers first five plus money here with Casey Mize against Mike Minor in Kansas City. Don't trust the Tigers bullpen, so it's got to be a first five play for me. And Mize is obviously a lot of upside there, and he's pitched well at times, and Minor not so much. So I'm just going to trust the plus money there. I mean, I think that's what's drawing me in. But I was a little off in baseball yesterday, so I'm going to be very gun shy with the units and all that today. All right, that's going to do it for us. Any final plays for you, Tyler?
That's all I got today.
All right, me too. So we're back.
Anything else? Yeah, we'll see it on Daily Wager today.
We're back in studio later today on ESPN2. So looking forward to that. Everyone, have a great day and best of luck out there.